to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. So, like I was saying, we are on lead generation. It does say referrals, and the title of this script is called Calling Homeowners in a Neighborhood for Your Buyers. So, there's a brief referral in there. Not sure how this one slipped in there, but anyways, let's go ahead and set this up. In this scenario, you are a real estate agent reaching out to homeowners in a specific neighborhood on behalf of your buyer. Your goal is to discover potential sellers and gather information about anyone they may know who might be interested in selling their home. So in general, when you have clients, right, somebody who wants to buy in a specific area, one of the things that you should really do is go out to neighborhoods and say, "Hey, you know, I have a buyer who wants to work in this neighborhood or who wants to live in this neighborhood. Have you thought about selling?" And if they have, great, then do that. But I would only do that if you really truly have a buyer. And I have a perfect example of that that has happened to me in the past, and it made me mad because they didn't have buyers. So, but I'll share that one later. The requirements are strong communication skills, knowledge of the target neighborhood, familiarity with the current real estate market conditions, patience, and persistence. The intention is to contact homeowners to see if they are interested in selling their home to your buyers. Okay, so I know there's four of us in the room. One of us probably can't talk. Usually Diana, she's driving. So it's going to be Stephanie and Carolyn today.
Wait, I have a question. In this scenario, I'm a listing agent reaching out on behalf of my buyer. Wait, which buyer? Just like any buyer?
Don't read into a listing agent. Let's just say you're a real estate agent, okay?
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand now. It just clicked in my brain. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started to write all of these scripts, because to me, as agents, you should really be more 70%, 30% focused on listings, you know? So I was writing all the scripts originally, "You're a listing agent, you're a listing agent, you're a listing agent," because that's how my mind thinks. You should be getting listings, right? But it gets a little confusing here and there. So, and we can represent both. So just read it as listing agent. And you can represent both buyers and sellers. Just, I think for goal planning purposes, if you want more listings, then you should purposely do activities within the real estate lead generation to focus on getting listings. So
yeah, and this is so funny too, because this is exactly what I'm going to be doing after this, like this exact script. So I'm excited for this. I saw it and I was like, yes, I have to go.
let's have you start then.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Well, we could have Stephanie start, whatever you want, but you know, if you're gonna go out knocking on doors anyways, might as well do it right here, right? Practice on Stephanie before you do on your clients.
Absolutely.
Okay. I was gonna be cold calling, so I'll do the dial
Yeah,
again.
that's the cool thing about door knocking scripts. They can be door knocking or cold calling. So we have enough time and it's short enough to go back and forth a couple of times. So you'll have a chance to put it in your own words, tone, style, and phrasing. So when you're ready, Carolyn, you're calling Stephanie.
Okay, cool. Hi, my name is Carolyn, and I'm a real estate agent. I have a buyer who's very interested in your neighborhood, and I was wondering if you've ever considered selling your home.
Don't think so.
Okay, well, I appreciate you thinking about that. The service I provide as a real estate agent is to call the neighborhood and ask if anyone has thought about selling. It's a wonderful neighborhood. By the way, do you happen to know of anyone in the neighborhood who might be thinking about selling their home? Maybe a neighbor or friend?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about that. Maybe.
Okay, thank you. I mean, out of curiosity, how open are you to a free yearly home valuation?
Guess that never hurts to know how much your home is worth.
Perfect. Perfect. How does Tuesday at 1 p.m. work for you to bring the report by?
How about Wednesday at 4? That would work better for me.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to running the report. Also, when you do decide to explore the possibility of selling, or when you hear of someone else in the neighborhood considering a move, please reach out to me and I will be available to assist. Thank you for your time and have a good day.
Okay, so fairly short. I realize not one of these scripts out of the 300 pages in the book that I wrote are going to ever sound like you, right? This is just used as a guide. So we're going to have Stephanie go, and then we're going to do it again, but you're going to put it in your own words. Okay. So I do want to point out, and I'll talk about this later, that the idea of free yearly home valuation is something that I picked up from life insurance companies. So life insurance agents will contact you once a year and say, hey, it's that time of the year. We should reevaluate your life insurance and see how things have changed for you. Have you purchased new homes? Have you bought any more property? Have you stuff like that. And that's where I kind of picked that up from. And I thought, yeah, that's kind of cool. I think people should be doing that with real estate too.
Yeah, I mean, and it helps with in your homeowner's insurance, right?
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot that goes on in the market. It could help with homeowners insurance, property insurance, property taxes, everything, So, all right, Stephanie, when you're ready, let's talk to Carolyn.
All right. Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I'm a real estate agent with Keller Williams. I've got a buyer who's very interested in your neighborhood, and I was wondering if you've ever considered selling your home?
I mean, we've been here for 20 years. I don't think so.
Okay, absolutely. I totally appreciate your thinking about that. The service I provide as my buyer's real estate agent is to call and door knock the neighborhood and ask if anyone's thought about selling. It's a wonderful neighborhood. By the way, do you happen to know of anyone in the neighborhood who might be thinking about selling their home? Maybe a neighbor or a friend?
No, but I could keep you in mind.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Out of curiosity, how open are you to a free yearly home evaluation?
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't hurt.
Perfect. How does Thursday at 1 p.m. work for you to bring the report by?
Could we do Thursday at 4?
Absolutely. That sounds perfect. I'm looking forward to running the report for you. And also, when you do decide to explore the possibility of selling, or when you hear of someone else in the neighborhood who's considering a move, please reach out to me and I will be able to assist. I will be available to assist. Thank you so much for your time and have a great day.
Cool. That was awesome. Hey, by the way, just to mention the word free, I'm not a huge fan of. Not sure how I put it in there, but I did. Anyways, I like to interchange the word free also with no cost, like a no cost home valuation.
I
Free
like that.
seems a little cheap sometimes,
Yeah.
So
I like no cost.
yeah, a no cost home valuation or a home valuation at no cost to you, like that. And what is the purpose of us scheduling an appointment to drop the report by?
More FaceTime.
That's right. That's right. More FaceTime, put a name to, or put a face to the name, put a face to the phone call, unless you're door knocking, obviously you're right there. And
It counts as an appointment, and you never know if they are going to change their mind.
that's right. And they could have talked to someone in between as well and said, eh, I got somebody coming over, checking on, telling me what my home is worth. Let's do it again. And Carolyn, this time, let's put it in your own words. Okay. So you kind of have an idea of where we're going with this. You're going to knock, call, whatever you want to do. Introduce yourself, ask them if they wanted to, if they've ever thought about selling. And offer a home valuation and then get an appointment.
Okay.
All right. You might not even want to look at the script.
Okay. I'm thinking of what I usually say. Okay, I'll just wing it.
Yeah, when you're ready. Let's try it out. When you're ready. That's the part, that's the purpose, right? We come in here, we read a guide, right? And then we internalize that a little bit and then we customize it and put in our own words.
Yeah.
Go
Okay.
for it.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Carolyn, and I'm a real estate agent. I have a buyer who's very interested in your neighborhood, and I was wondering if you've ever considered selling.
No, we love it here. I don't think we're going to move anytime soon.
Okay, I definitely understand Pacific Beach is the place to be, so I do not blame you there. Do you know anyone, any neighbors, or any friends or family that are considering selling?
I think I heard rumblings of one of my neighbors maybe getting divorced. I don't know if they're going to sell or not, but I will put my ground ear to the ground and keep you in mind.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I really appreciate that. I also did just want to offer, I know that you're not keen on selling right now, but I do offer a complimentary service of a home valuation at no cost to you. I would love to be able to run a report and bring that by just for your information. There's no strings attached, and it would be at no commitment to you. Is that sound something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. I love bringing value to the neighborhood. So this is one of the ways that I can do that. How does tomorrow at 5 sound to you to bring that by?
My son has a baseball game tomorrow at 5. I can do a little earlier, I can do a little later. What is better for you?
Sure, I can do maybe 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock sounds great.
Okay, awesome. I will see you tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, me too.
Okay,
Thank
thanks.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was good. So great job on that.
Next time I'm going to be a jerk.
There you go.
Lots of no's. Be prepared.
Yep. Just know this, at least you're going to the door or making a phone call that has something of value that you're offering. You're not just calling, do you want to sell? Do you want to sell? Do you want to sell? Right? You're at least offering them something. And that's what you should always do as well, no matter what type of lead generation you're doing. Stephanie, let's put it in your own words.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Grinnan. I'm a real estate agent with Keller Williams. And I have a buyer who's very interested in your neighborhood. I was wondering if you or anyone you know has considered, is thinking about making a move or has considered selling.
No, we're not interested. Thank you, though.
Okay. I can absolutely appreciate that. Thank you for thinking about it. So the service that I provide as my buyer's agent is to call around and door knock neighborhoods, just to see if anybody might be interested in selling. And your neighborhood is a wonderful neighborhood. Do you happen to know of anybody who might be thinking about making a move soon?
I don't.
Okay. If you do, will you keep me in mind?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Out of curiosity, how open are you to a home valuation free of charge? It's something that I like to do for friends and neighbors and different communities so that I can bring value to you.
I guess.
Awesome. I'm excited to run the report for you. How does Tuesday at 3 p.m. sound for me to swing by and drop it off?
That's fine.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And when you do decide to explore the possibility of selling, or if you hear of somebody else in the neighborhood considering a move, please reach out to me. I would really appreciate it. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Will do.
Thank you. Have a great day. See you on Tuesday.
All right. So the only comment that I have about that, I mean, other than a great job, is who do you know versus do you know? Who do
Who
you
do
know from church, from school, from, yoga practice, from whatever, right? And you put those options in front of them to get them thinking.
Right.
Versus do you know? No, I don't know anybody. You're going to get a no.
Totally. Good call. Yes.
Diana, I don't know if you're in a position to talk. Is this something that you can briefly do for a minute or two, or do you just want to continue to listen in? And a no response is a no.
Sorry, that we just parked and the girls are getting out.
Okay. Well, go for it with Stephanie.
Okay. Knock,
And
knock.
we literally have like 2 minutes, so go for it.
Knock, knock. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Diana with Keller Williams Realty, and I was walking the neighborhood because I have two amazing buyers that are desperate to move into your neighborhood. And I was wondering if you were perchance thinking about selling anytime soon.
I'm not. We're here to stay.
Okay. You know what? I totally get it because I did not know this pocket existed, and when my buyers told me about this neighborhood, I fell in love with it. So I can see why. So by any chance, would you know if like a neighbor is selling or thinking about moving so I can kind of get an introduction to them?
I can't think of anyone offhand, I'm sorry to say.
No, that's fine. I'm going to be door knocking anyway, so I'll, get to meet all the neighbors. I was hoping that maybe if you could keep me in mind when you're out in your daily life, like yoga meditation classes or church or something. If you hear of someone that's going to be selling in this neighborhood, would you let me know, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you
Do you
so
have a card?
I do. Here's actually a letter for my buyers. So that way you've got my contact info, and it's that way you have it, and you can call me as soon as you might hear something. So,
Awesome. Great.
it's a
Thank
beautiful, so I'm gonna let you go. But before I do, I provide a free, no obligation, home evaluation for homeowners that they kind of know what equity they have in their home and the neighborhood statistics, as well as it empowers you because it's through my lender. It empowers you to know like what the cost would be for like a HELOC or refinance or anything like that. So could since I want to provide value to you, can I please drop off a copy for you tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
Okay, lovely. Does 2 o'clock work for you?
2 o'clock sounds good. Yeah.
Lovely. It's just going to be a quick drop off, and then we'll touch base another day, but I'm really looking forward to finding a property for my buyers in this neighborhood. So I really appreciate you being willing to keep your ears open for me.
Absolutely.
Have a beautiful day and thank you again. Bye now.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, awesome. Great job. Thank you, Diana.
Welcome.
One thing I wanted to mention to everybody as a tool, RPR, as this is just one tool, there's multiple tools out there, but if you're door knocking versus calling, if you're door knocking and you're standing at the door and you want to offer a home valuation, you can go through RPR and just email it to them immediately. So, one of two things is happening, or three things is happening. Number one, you're door knocking, you're seeing them face to face. Number two, you're grabbing their email. And number three, you're providing them something of value, the report right then and there. So RPR is a great tool for that. Questions like, when, not if, who do you know versus do you know? And the other thing that I want to mention is if you truly have a buyer, then use that. But if you don't have a buyer, don't be ethical about it. And the reason why I say that is because I had a situation where a real estate agent came to my door, said, and I wasn't home, talked to my wife and daughter. He parked like totally in the middle of my driveway and they couldn't get down. And he's like, yeah, I got an investor. So he gave him his card. Turns out I know the guy, and I'm a little annoyed by him anyways, but that's another story. But I called him back and says, hey, I understand you came to my house and that you have a buyer or an investor who wants to buy my house. Let's do it. And I said, give me a number. And he says, oh, okay, and he never called back, and ever. And I thought, don't do that. Don't, it's just bad business, in my opinion. So yeah, don't lie. Don't create these crazy stories. But anyways,
Darren,
questions.
might I make a question on that?
Yeah.
I appreciate saying I have a buyer, but if you say we have buyers, or just in general, we have buyers, you're including the whole office. Almost certainly somebody does.
That is, see, that's another great point, in terms of words that we use and how we phrase things. I versus we, you can include that. And when you find someone who might want to sell, you could potentially be that listing agent and work with another buyer in the office. And that's why we do pitches. So that's a good point. That's a really good point. Hey, by the way, with this particular script, and it is 9 o'clock, so if you need to go, go for it. But what I want to make sure that I love the fact that Carolyn is going out and doing this exact script right now. So good luck, Carolyn.
Yay,
Thank
good luck.
you. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you later. All right, y'all. Appreciate your time. Anybody have anything last that they want to say or share before we go?
I would like to say that I did door knocking for my buyers last year when they were looking to move. They were a buy sell, so they were selling their home in Lemon Grove, buying in Spring Valley. And I was able to identify two homeowners that were selling, but they both had agents and they just weren't, there was no sign up because they were just in the beginnings of like moving out everything. So, and they had just signed the listing agreement a few days ago. So it does work. And especially if you really truly do have a buyer, this technique does work, because there's truth and honesty in your voice.
Absolutely. I love the fact that you shared that, because here's one thing that I do know is if you don't do it and if you don't take that action, then nothing for sure will happen. But when you do get out there and the number and put the numbers in, you have results.
Yes.
Sorry, Stephanie, did I cut you off? I thought you were going to say something.
No, I mean, you just, when you said that, it just made me think in my head, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a great note to end on. So, at the end of the day, take action and do it now.
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall, California DRE number 018-53445.